All right, okay. Y'all know what it is, man. Frisbee talking. And already, if you read the title, you already know what this episode is about. It's been roughly a week. And I'm not one to ever jump on the topic as soon as it hits. Because I like to see how everything lay out before I weigh in with my opinion. But I can tell you this much. My opinion from the moment that it happened till now has not changed. Woo! Will Smith slapped the shit out of me. Shout out to Chris Rock, man. We gonna open it up with the real one. Shout out to Chris Rock, man. All the way from South Carolina. You know, he don't talk about his roots like that. But if you know your boy Chris Rock and you follow his career, you know that he actually grew up in South Carolina. Now, I'm sorry, he was born in South Carolina. He grew up in New York, of course. If you watch the show, everybody hates Chris. Like as Tony Rock said, you know, don't let the TV show fool you. It's actually 10 of them, you know what I'm saying? So not the three that were depicted in the TV show. He actually does have 10 brothers and sisters. So like Tony Rock said, you're gonna have to see all us, nigga. Don't think you're just gonna slap his brother and think that that's just gonna be it. Chris might not do nothing to you, but these other rocks ain't got nothing to lose. See, them niggas in the streets is on. But man, so I was not watching the Oscars, just like every other nigga in this world. I ain't gonna lie to you. Not watching the Oscars at all. I was actually helping my daughter with her project that night. We was working on the school project. And all of a sudden, down my timeline, it just started going crazy. So I instantly turned on the TV, and obviously I missed it. Probably not even about maybe 10, 15 minutes after it happened, I was already online. I was getting messages. People was like, yo, Fridge, did you see this shit? And I'm like, no. And then finally I saw it. And instantly everyone was like, it's fake, it's staged. I'm like, nah, I done seen some niggas get slapped in my day. The slap was a little feminine. he swung at him like he was still filming King Richard. Like, it was definitely an overhand spike. Is the slap that he went with. Pimps would have definitely have been dissatisfied with the way he got smacked. Pimps would have gave that smack a two. It's like, man, you got to smack him better than that, nigga. Weak ass fucking smack, man. Now he did catch a lot of face with the hand. And Chris Rock, you know, not being aware that he was going to get slapped, you know, he did kind of avoid it in a sense, because when he realized that that's what was happening, he did kind of turn his head and kind of threw his head a little bit, which made it seem like it was even faker, because he kind of still did turn his face. So he didn't really get full on, you know, full face smack, because he did do like a little turn with it. But still, you know, at the end of the day, it still was a smack. So I'm going to pause right there before I get into the jokes, because I do want to do, I do want to have a serious conversation real quick about Chris Rock, because Chris Rock actually does have a learning disorder in a sense, or I wouldn't even call it a disability. He has problems processing and analyzing situations. He doesn't get subtle hints. He doesn't really get hints in general. He said he can literally have a woman hitting on him all night, and he won't even realize it till like 3 or 4 days later. He'd be like, oh, I think that girl was hitting on me. Like, he doesn't pick up on hints well. So when a lot of people say they can't believe Chris Rock just stood there and let him slap him, Chris Rock did not know he was going to get slapped. And I firmly believe that. He had no idea that's what Will was walking up there to do. He thought it was going to be something like a little play, maybe like a play fight thing that was going to happen. He didn't see the anger or the rage in Will's face. He didn't see that Will had his hand already cocked down below, like he was ready to go ahead and smack this nigga off the side, you know what I mean? So,
I wanted to pause real quick to talk about that, because no one talks about what Chris Rock actually goes through as a grown man that has problems processing things. He said he didn't know that that was his issue when he was a kid. He actually didn't find out until he was much, much older, because he thought that he had Asperger's. Someone made a joke about the shit. Like, dude, you got Asperger's. And he actually went to go get tested to make sure he didn't have Asperger's, and turns out that he has this other disability that he had his whole life, just never knew. So, you know, just wanted to shine light on that real quick, because, you know, I like to drop facts. You know, Chris Rock is actually one of my favorite comedians. So when he got smacked, of course, I felt some type of way about it. Will Smith is also one of my favorite actors, so I was kind of torn in between the two. Shout out to LaToya Tuckett, you know, I'm LaToya Luckett, you know. So when it comes down to the two of them, you know, going toe-to-toe, I got to side with my man Chris on this one. You know, that joke definitely didn't warrant a slap. Now, in the comedy world, right, jokes sometimes are double entendres. So for me, when I heard the joke, I heard it as Demi Moore, because I knew about the movie and I knew who the actor was, which is Demi Moore, and I knew that she, you know, did the bald head for the role. Now, what a lot of people didn't know is Demi Moore also cheated on her much older husband with the younger, at the time, Ashton Kutcher. And there was multiple videos that came out of Demi Moore, like, kissing kids and stuff like that, too. Which I ain't trying to, you know, shine light on Demi Moore and put her career down or any of her accomplishments or anything like that. But the videos are online. You can go check them out. Demi Moore kisses a kid right in the fucking mouth. It was on some, you know, kids say the darndest things type thing. And she kissed the little boy in the mouth. And it was just like, whoa, what the fuck are you kissing little boys in the mouth or whatever? But, you know, the shit did happen, right? But when Chris Rock said the joke, yeah, I heard the G.I. Jane reference, but automatically that's where my mind went. So I don't know if anybody else caught the joke the way that I caught the joke, but when I actually asked my friends about it, like, you know, days later, like, yo, see, y'all didn't catch the underlying joke in that? So, you know, for someone like myself that's deep in the comedy world, like, dude, that joke had layers to it. It was way funnier than I believe anybody else realized. You know, he wasn't just making fun of her bald-headedness. He was also making fun of their marriage and their relationship, because she fucked a much younger man, similar to Demi Moore fucking Ashton Kutcher, you know, cheating on her husband. So when people said, you know, the slap wasn't warranted, I'm not sure how Will may have taken that joke or how Jada may have taken that joke, because Will laughed. I think the G.I. Jane part is what Will caught, and he thought that was funny. And I believe Jada heard the Demi Moore shit in her mind, and that's why she thought the shit wasn't funny. I think a bald head joke wouldn't warrant that facial expression, especially because it has come out now that she has said multiple times, my bald headedness doesn't offend anybody. I'm comfortable coming out here with my bald headedness. Then that would fucking mean that you heard the joke the way that I heard the joke, and you also believe that he was poking at you, calling you Demi Moore, because Demi Moore fucked Ashton Kutcher. Now, see, that's where the bomb was dropped for me, because I was like, oh shit, Jada got a mind like mine. Now, hey, I ain't trying to holler at you, because you a devil. Yeah, I ain't trying to fuck with the devil no more. My life was much better. I had to leave the other devil alone. You feel me? So I'm gone. I'm farther removed from devils. So, you know, for me, she heard the joke the way I heard it, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? She heard that shit. And then so forth and so on, man. Like, after that, of course, everything was a downward spiral. Will, of course, had to apologize for his actions. But before we do that, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Well, keep your wife out of everybody else's mouth for me. How about you do that, my nigga? Keep your wife out of everybody else's mouth. She seemed to be the one I hit with her stuff in people's mouths. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else putting their mouth on your wife, and you worry about me for talking about your wife. I don't understand it, Will. Slap me, nigga. I got something for you. These hands been waiting. Now, I don't want to fight Will Smith. Like I said, he's one of my favorite actors. You know, Wild Wild West and all. You know what I'm saying? I still watch that shit. I actually find him pretty funny, and I find him to be an amazing actor. I ain't ever watched 6 Degrees of Separation, because I don't want that shit to ruin, you know, my Mount Rushmore. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that particular film in my repertoire of memories of the great Will Smith. That's something that I need. You got me off of all three Bad Boys, bro. We good. But understand, these is jokes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's life is fucked up, okay? Chris Rock life is no better. The nigga had to go through his own divorce and everything like that too. There was jokes, of course, that people made about him that he had to sit there and take. My brother, if you are on the front row and you got your bald head chick with you, understand that it's gonna happen. You know? I'm currently going through a divorce. At the time when my wife actually had to cut her hair off because of chemo treatment, I had to walk out there with her like that. You know what I'm saying? And if anybody had said something, I was on edge like you, bro. Do I have to smack somebody the fucking day? If somebody says something about her bald head. You know why? Because she had that same energy. Like, yeah, she walked around like she was confident with the motherfucker. And I would be like, yo, you want to put a wig on for Lee the house? But then it was like, if I tell her to put a wig on, she going to feel some type of way. Because she feel like I don't want to be seen with her and shit like that. No, that's not the case. If somebody says some shit, now I got to slap some fucking body. You feel me? But, you know, she wasn't hearing that. She wanted to fucking walk out there with the bald head. For me to slap somebody. She did the shit on purpose. You feel me? Now, granted, nobody ever said no shit. I ain't never had to slap nobody, Will. But I understand your situation, my brother. I understand the predicament, all right? Now, I'm a street, not a street dude, but I ain't got nothing to lose. And I ain't gonna call myself a street dude, but I ain't got nothing to lose. So if I slap somebody, you know, the worst I'm gonna do is go to jail, probably get a fine or some shit like that, you know, slapping some damn body. Maybe something on my record or something like that. You know, Will, you got a lot to lose, so you're supposed to use better restraints, my brother. You can't be going up here slapping people on stage, man. You can't be doing that shit, man. Shout out to Chris Rock for not having this nigga removed after slapping shit out you. You know, when you when you are what they call the bigger man, you know, sometimes you don't really get the credit for it, you know. He walked off stage, and immediately I heard he was approached by LAPD, who asked him, you know, hey, you want to go ahead and get Mr. Will locked up? You know, with Mr. Smith, we can escort him out. And he said, nah, I'm good. We're not going to do that. Let the award show go on. I'm perfectly fine. He's like, you sure? This is assault. He assaulted you in front of millions of people. And he doubled down and said, hey, nah, I'm good. We're not going to do this. We're not going to embarrass the Oscars are embarrassed the situation any more than it already is going to be. So at that point, he took the high road, let Will stay so he can get his award and all that shit. Now, I use the term double down. And the reason why I say double down is because the cops double down. They say, hey, Mr. Rock, you sure? You don't want to arrest him? Once Mr. Rock left, then they went to the fucking producer, the director of the show, which was, I can't think of his name right now. It was like Will Packard or something like that. Black dude that was the director of the Oscars. They went to him and was like, yo, you sure you don't want us to arrest Will Smith? And even he was like, hey, this is not what Chris Rock wants. So no, we're not going to do that. Yeah, Will Packard, that's his name. I just wanted to make sure I got the name right. Yeah, Will Packard. He said, that's not what Chris Rock wants. So that's not what we're going to do. We're not going to lock this man up today on Chris's wishes. And shout out to Will Packard for being a real one also and respecting Chris's wishes, because he could have said, nah, get Will the fuck up out of here. I didn't like the way the shit was done in the first place. You feel me? But he stood on the grounds of what Chris said. And, you know, shout out to Chris, because he could have always went back on his word too and said, yeah, fuck it, I do want Will arrested. You know what I'm saying? So nothing but real ones around you, man. And then for you to disrespect a real one, man, that's the problem that I think the society is having here, Will. Because you respected a real one. I'm sorry, you disrespected a real one for Jada Pickett. Jada. Shout out to Corey Holcomb. I'm not going to steal your joke, brother. But he said, even Lupita wore a wig on the front row. That shit tickled me so much. Because Lupita was the one that everybody focused in on. That's all you saw was Lupita facial expressions the whole time. And no one said anything about Lupita also being bald head. But she had hair on her head that day. They said the other girl from Wakanda was in there too, and she had a damn wig on. So what the fuck wrong with Jada ass? You really just gonna be out here with the head like that? Bet. That's what we doing now. And I get it, man. The last thing I want to do is focus in on this girl's head. Because I understand that she got alopecia and everything like that. Hey, I understand. Whatever the reasons is for you to have to cut your hair off, I get it. The shit probably is uncomfortable for you every single day. And sometimes you like to put on the shield of confidence that it doesn't affect you. But everybody knows that it affects you now because of the way you looked at your husband when he laughed. Yes, Will fucking laughed. So the fuck what? You ain't had to look at that man like that and make him have to go up there and embarrass himself and embarrass us like that because your feelings was fucking hurt. You told everybody you ain't give a shit. So why the fuck you made that goddamn face? Now, once again, being a married man, I know that fucking face. And you know what? Every time I got that fucking face, I sure the fuck did shut that shit the fuck down. No, I'm not about to go over there and start no shit with nobody. Because you and your goddamn feelings. No. 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 Not doing that shit. What they said, if I felt like they disrespected you, trust me, the shit would be said, the shit would be handled. Now, I'm going to sit up here and say I ain't did it, everything there's been definitely a couple of times that I actually had to go and approach people and say, hey, this, this, and that, so forth, and so on, blah, say, blah, and they went back and they apologized to it. Understand, I done bucked at my motherfucking daddy, my nigga, behind my soon-to-be ex-wife. So, nigga, I done been down that damn road before where I got this. I feel like I need to defend my wife. So, don't think that this is a case of I ain't never defend my wife before. Well, I get it. Sometimes the motherfucker look at you and you got to fucking buck, my nigga. You got to do that. But there's a respectful buck and then there's a goddamn, you know, reckless buck. What you did was reckless buck. What you should have did... pull Chris to the side afterwards, like how when you went to go apologize to his ass and tell him, like, hey man, you don't be talking to my fucking wife like that, keep fucking wife near your mouth, da da da. And Chris would have probably said, hey, I'm sorry. And he would have issued an apology after the award show or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the way it was handled, my brother, that shit was wrong, wrong, wrong. Now, I got way, way more than I can say. But you know how I do, man. I don't like to keep my shit long. This probably about one of the longest ones that we got. And I got way, way more to say on the topic. Way, way, way more to say on the topic. Because I really didn't go in on Jada like that. I just wanted to concentrate on the two brothers in this one right here. Now, if I feel like doing some more talking, I might come back and talk about Jada, dog. I might do that. Because he ain't tell me to keep her name out my damn mouth. You know what I'm saying? You ain't come find me, nigga. I'm in Goose Creek, South Carolina, nigga. If you want to take the time to come fly down, we can have a discussion about your girl. Because we can really talk about this, Will. Because I can tell you right now, the situation you in right now, you shouldn't be in that situation, brother. Because I know for a fact you walk around your house on eggshells. I see it in your fucking face. Not in your movies, brother, but in regular life. I know you walk around your house on eggshells. Because she looked like she got a fucking attitude and a problem with everything you do. You can't do shit around that goddamn house. I already know. I see it. Why? Because I've been there, bruh. So, hey, come holler at me, bruh. We can have a real discussion. Go out for some drinks. And we can even have a slap off at the end of the shit, man. Ain't got no problem. Slap me, nigga. I'll slap you back. It don't really matter, man. But, hey, Frisbee talking, man. Y'all know what it is, man. You know, go back. Listen to my previous episodes, man. Like, comment, subscribe. Do what you do. But watch my shoes. You feel me? Man, it's raining hard as hell out here. I'm sitting in the car. I don't even want to get out because of how much it's raining hard in the mud right now. But, hey, y'all know what it is, man. Frisbee talking.